You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win is 3-1. Charlie Austin to score and Southampton to win in the betting at 10-1. Southampton won at Old Trafford last season, Derek, and despite losing their last four away games in the Premier League, I think they'll be fully expecting Southampton to get something from this game. And if they saw Manchester United at Anfield last weekend, they'll expect all 3 points.
Yeah, this is my unkind derby because I've been more unkind to these two sides, than anybody. United are odds on. You can't back them, can you? You know, because they don't... One shot on target against Liverpool, you know, that the one by Fatboy that burst the net. How many shots in other games have they had? You can't back United at odds on under Van Flatface. It's just a no-brainer that. Southampton, though, they're like West Brom. I just can't catch them right, Southampton. Great result for them last week. I thought Ronald Koeman was throwing out distress signals a few weeks ago, but since then they've beaten Watford and beaten West Brom. You could argue that there's no great shakes there. Watford have gone off the boil. West Brom are always off the boil. But they are a big price, aren't they, to go to a team like United and win when they did it last season. I just think they're a little bit overpriced here, Southampton. You know what I might do instead? I might play Southampton as United are odds. I love backing against teams that are odds on when they shouldn't be. And that's exactly what United are here. So I'm going to play safe. I'll take a leaf out of Lee's book, play mega safe and go for Southampton with a start, a one-goal start, just around the even money, 11-10 mark. No, it's not, actually. It's only 17-20.
Yeah, 17-20.
It should be around the even money mark,
yeah,
shouldn't it? If Man United are that odds on, I should be a little bit disappointed in that. Mm. I was speaking before I saw the price there. In fact, forget that. I'll go for Southampton to win.
18-5 Southampton to win the game. Mr. Phelps?
Yeah, it's a tricky game for me, this one, just because you're not quite sure what Southampton are going to bring. When you look at their away form, it's not fantastic. We know that, but it was okay. You know, early in the season, you know, when they were still involved in Europa League, it was all right. They were drawing games. The one thing you've got to say though, in all their games this season away from home, you know, they've lost four. They've only lost one of those by more than a goal. You know, they lost 1-0 to Palace, 2-1 to West Ham, 1-0 to Norwich, 3-1 to City, which you can excuse them losing to City. The rest, they haven't lost another game away from home other than that. A lot of draws in there. Beat Chelsea 3-1, remember, at Stamford Bridge. There's been a little bit of space between Man United's last home game and this one. Well, let's not forget that stat that, you know, Derek... backed. I think he put up the tip of the nil-nil at half time. I think it was 2-1, wasn't it, when we put that up? Which we thought at the time was a big price. It's 13-8 this time. Is that big enough? That's the question to go on again. But there's nothing that I see from Man United that'll change that. They've just been better away from home all season long. Southampton, they did concede early against Manchester City, but they're well capable of being organised and keeping Man United out. So I do like that. I'll go back in on that again. A bit shorter than it was. It's been clipped, but then you could argue, fair enough. 13-8 for under 0.5 goals in the first half, or 0-0, whichever way you want to look at it. In fact, the under 0.5, neither of those really count in terms of if there's an own goal, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it doesn't. Price. It doesn't. If you're looking for that first half correct score market, listeners, it's in the other market section if you're on your desktop. Our computer looking at this match.
What price is exactly 0.5 goals in the first half? I quite fancy that.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it?
You know,
hit the woodwork back that day.
Yeah. Southampton, this is the sad bit. It's only a few games ago they pulverised Arsenal 4-0.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is great. I mean, and they have improved in form, to be fair, haven't they? You know, yeah. But it has been against Watford and West Brom. So, starting to score goals.
I think they'll win Southampton.
Do you think so?
This game, yeah.
Really?
I do. 18-5 Southampton to win the game.
There's a bit of niggle between the two as well, isn't there, remember?
Yeah, Koeman and Van Gaal, yeah, something we didn't mention. It'd be interesting to see how that materialises on Saturday afternoon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.